and I'm very pleased to welcome the co-founder and U.S. campaign director of 350.org, Phil Aronneau.
Thanks, y'all. How y'all doing? Hey. Well, I'm super happy to be here in Albany. I'm happy because just about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, we were here in the same place for a big rally called Don't Frack New York. How many of y'all were here? All right. We're demanding that Governor Cuomo take the dangers of extreme energy seriously. And for nearly a year, and for a few years before that, with lots of blood, with lots of sweat and tears, and many, many close calls, we've held off fossil fuel company lobbyists and prevented millions of New Yorkers from enduring the polluted air, the water, and atmosphere that would come with fracking. I'm happy to stand with you here again because a year free of fracking in this state is a good year. In many ways, though, this year has been a bad one, too. Hurricane Sandy, fueled by Atlantic waters that were 5 degrees warmer than normal, caused billions of dollars in damage downstate and all across the state, in New Jersey and all across the tri-state area, and on a city I love and I call home, New York. Climate change isn't the future. The storm surges that destroyed homes and livelihoods, and the waves that washed into subway tunnels show that the climate has changed already. Last month, the global level of carbon dioxide hit 400 parts per million, way above what scientists say is the safe level of 350 parts per million. They should have called Hurricane Sandy Hurricane Exxon or Hurricane Chesapeake, because we know the coal, oil, and gas companies are responsible for that 1 degree of warming that caused that hurricane. And that's why there's a growing movement to divest our pensions, our cities, our churches, our synagogues, our mosques, our museums, and our colleges from fossil fuel companies altogether. Because we shouldn't be profiting off of wrecking the planet. I know there's some divestment folks out there. Can you make some noise? All right. So when I hear Governor Cuomo talk about climate change with resignation, it makes me angry. Angry and determined. We can't let Governor Cuomo trade more Hurricane Sandys for a few thousand fracking wells that spew climate pollution into the atmosphere and into our communities. It's time for all of us to stand up and say, we're not drowning, we're fighting. Governor Cuomo, do the right thing. Open up New York to solar and wind, to geothermal, and to tidal power, because we're